Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your girl, Lanice, and we're here with another episode of Doormat Days. And on today's episode, I have the co-host, Whitney.
Hey, y'all.
And I have our special guest, Brianna. What's going on? Hey, Brianna. You want to give these people some of your accolades? You want to let them know a little bit about you?
Well, I am a videographer slash filmmaker, and I do a lot of cool visuals on people, creatives, business owners, some celebrities, some universities, and that's kind of like a gist. I don't really, you know.
That sounds like a lot.
Do you have like a company name?
Yeah. So my company name is Poise Productions. Overall company name is Nicole Lawrence and Company. And which that is comprised of doing videography and film work for small businesses and universities. Mm-hmm. So I cater a lot to universities. So like Winston-Salem State, I work for NCCU, A&T, and I'm trying to get this contract with Appalachian State University. So hopefully I get that. But that's kind of like I'm geared towards that, but I do a lot of extra
everything
different stuff. Yeah.
Oh, that's wow. Exciting. This is going to be an interesting conversation.
That's exciting.
Jesus, you just inspire me. Okay, so what we're going to do first is we are going to get a little icebreaker number down.
Cool. Let's do this
icebreaker.
Okay. This is my second time on a podcast ever.
Really? What was the first podcast?
We're going to have to go listen to it.
The first podcast is called No Advisory Podcast. It's in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Ooh.
We'll have to check it out.
They're what was that? What type of podcast is that?
They do a lot of guests. I don't know like what their thing is, but mm-hmm. they do a lot of guests. And I got on there because I was filming somebody and they had recorded her. And they were like, oh, we want to bring the videographer back. I'm like, okay.
Cool. I'm down. I'm
I know, right? That sounds good okay. to me.
We're going to check them out. Support.
Of course.
Support. Nicole Alma Podcast.
Okay. So the icebreaker for today, Brianna, is 6-word story. Whitney.
We telling a story?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Because I don't have no story.
I want y'all to go first.
We telling a story?
I'm trying to find exactly how you worded it in my phone. How did you say it? Say it how you said it, Whitney. How are we playing?
I said we was going to do a 6-word letter to our ex.
A 6-word letter to our ex?
Mm-hmm. So it's all we can say.
Whitney.
What am I going to say?
Whitney, your exes are listening.
Tell them a great story. The one that's listening, the one that I'm about to write it to ain't listening. So I'm
going
to
shoot.
Oh my God. You ain't have to do that. That was my 6-word.
You ain't have to. Oh wow. That was a good one. That's deep. That was a good one.
You ain't had to do that.
I thought she was talking to you.
Listeners.
Who's going to go next?
Okay. So these going to have y'all to see how many words I have.
Okay. mine is, you thought you was winning, huh?
That was a good one.
That sounds like something from Beyonce, like one of her albums.
Okay, mine is, boy, you ain't got to lie like that.
Oh.
Dang, yo. You ain't have to lie like that.
Was
you,
it like that, though?
Dog.
Yeah, it was a dumb lie.
Oh, God. Oh,
mine
God.
Mine was like, I ain't even going to tell the story behind mine. They just going to have to figure it out.
Yeah. I don't even want to live in the stories no more.
Okay. Why is it not like a peaceful breakup sometimes or like a peaceful let go? Like, mine was, why you got a lot like that? But why can't be peaceful? Like, we just separated our ways.
Yeah.
Well, girl, it is like that for some people, but it just depends on a lot of things, girl. It depends on a lot of things.
We became peaceful afterwards.
Yeah.
That's why mine was, you ain't have to do that, because it just could have been different.
Right.
Mine could have been peaceful, but I don't know. I don't even want to talk about it. It could have been reasonable.
Okay, we bring them.
But all right, so yeah, whew, dang, y'all got my heart beating in here.
Lord,
okay,
Brianna. From six words.
All right, how old are you, Brianna? 23.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
23. Girl,
you studying already? That's what's up.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
For real?
Yes, girl.
A lot of people you're tell on the me. Way. A lot of people be like, "Oh, you're so determined to be so young." I'm like, I thought people my age was to think like this.
Well, how you thought people your age were supposed to think like that? Yeah. And that's amazing that you got that. So how did you get that? Like, what do you feel like gave you that mature mentality?
Well, I think I'm always growing. You know, like it's not like I got everything. Okay, in a bag.
Yeah.
I'm not just like this boss as 23-year-old yet.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, I don't know. Like, I've always wanted more. And I think it's because I've been around my whole family's entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
My whole family, like, is on some, like, you got to do something, you got to do something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, I'm sorry. So, it's kind of like, I kind of made up in my brain, like, you got to do something, Brianna.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just, like, sit around. If you're going to do the entrepreneur thing, like, you got to go full force.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I actually think sometimes when I see other 23-year-olds, they're, like, doing it, doing it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dang.
So is there anybody that you look up to that you are, that's your age? That can be a celebrity, you know? They can be anybody.
Celebrity-wise, it's, like, all film type of people.
Mm-hmm.
But,
Who? Tell us.
I really admire this guy named Kato.
Yeah.
He's Diddy's photographer.
Okay.
And videographer. Like, all of his images are so, like, clean.
Yeah.
Precise. He don't post all the time because he's, like, that good.
Yeah.
People know about him. Like, I know about him. I'm in North Carolina.
Because that's what you're in.
Yeah, LA. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, he's really dope. I'm trying to think of some other... Just, like, some other people.
She was telling me about the girl... I mean, Lanice was telling me about the girl who did Drake's video.
Oh, yeah. She's like, her name's Karen. She's 23.
Yeah, she's really young. Yeah.
She's 23. But I think with instances and, like, what I've learned, like, with being in the industry type stuff, it's kind of, like, people give you that chance. Like, I feel like she's worked.
She was under Director X.
Yeah, so, like, when you get teamed up with people like that, it's kind of like no other way for you to not.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's, and then it's like, he give you this, you know, ball, you know, y'all both dribbling down the court. He doing a movie, you know, he can't really do it right now, but like, y'all both dribbling down the court. He gonna give you the alley. You either gonna shoot or you're not.
Yeah.
So
basically,
it was like, it was up to her to kind of perform.
Yeah.
And that's why she's doing what she's doing. She's like getting accolades, you know, getting, I'm pretty sure she got a hella business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
after that.
But dang. That just makes you, I can understand that right there inspiring you to just go ahead.
Yeah.
But my thing is, she was able to have such great opportunities at a young age. What would you tell somebody that's your age that's trying to become, or is an entrepreneur like mm-hmm. you, however, they didn't have those great opportunities right away? Like, I'm sure.
Because, like, where you go to, excuse me, where did you go to school at? In what
area?
North
Carolina Central University.
So, like, even though we're still in, like, North Carolina, there isn't really a film industry here.
Right,
so,
right,
you
right.
basically found those opportunities.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, what would you tell somebody?
I mean, I think I would tell people to just work hard.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, people, it's cliche. Like, people always tell you all the time, work hard and it'll happen.
Yeah.
You know, do this long enough and it'll happen. But it's seriously that simple. Like, if it's up in your mind and you have it in your brain, like, okay, this is what I want to do,
mm-hmm.
then it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, it's just you and your brain have to kind of figure out, like, this is what I'm going to do. Ain't no way around it. And this is what it's going to be. You
Dang.
Know what I mean? So, it's kind of like, that's what I would tell somebody. You just got to really work.
Just
and like,
work.
And if it's yours, it's yours. And I feel like people in North Carolina is not a lot of opportunity in North Carolina.
Do you feel like you need to move?
No, like, the crazy thing about it is, when I got out of school, I was like, dang, like, nobody ain't hiring me. You know, dang, like, where, I got all the internships and shit like that. So, I was like, I gotta move to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way, that's my big break. If I move to Atlanta, automatically people gonna say, oh, I need Brianna, I need this videographer, I need this, whatever, whatever. And then I started to realize, like, I was always going back and forth to Atlanta, always, because I had this thing in my mind, like, a lot of people move to Atlanta, but they don't have, like, the resources or the people to know before you get down there and have to turn right back around. Like, I was never one of those people, like, when I move out of my mama's house, like, soon, it's kind of like, I don't want to turn around and go back to her house. You know what I mean? Even though that ain't nothing bad with that. I ain't knocking people to this. Not what I ain't doing it. You know what I mean? I ain't saying that's bad. But what I'm saying is like, you want to be prepared to leave. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, be able to pay for them. Like, help your parents or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, I was like, man, I'm not moving to Atlanta because I don't think I'm prepared. So then I just started putting myself out there, going to events in North Carolina, looking up people that I admired. And then I was like, I started hooking up with this girl in Charlotte. She led me to somebody. Then I started going to events. Then the people always see me around. I was like, oh my God, like, you must be the person to do event videos or whatever. And I was like, well,
yes. Yeah, okay. I can't be. Cool. I am now.
Right. So then that kind of led me to, so every place that I've done, and I think of it as like a learning experience, because it's like I learned something from there, and then it's like I meet somebody else to take me to the next level. It's almost like a game. Seriously.
Yeah.
Like,
woo, girl. You just, it is like a
you
game.
Go to level one, it'd be like, okay, I shot all these people or I killed all these people, whatever, and then boom, you go to the next level and it's like,
I got the key from that level.
So it's kind of like that's literally how it happened. And I was like, you know what, I don't need to move to Atlanta because now I have it where like people need me. I always wanted to be,
and they flying you out.
Yeah,
there.
I always wanted to be needed. Like, I always wanted to be that good that somebody wanted me to be like wherever they wanted me to be.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't need to move nowhere to do that. Yeah. Like, I could be right in North Carolina. Somebody can need me in London, and I can get to London. Charlotte Airport and the RDU. So it's kind of like that's how I look at things now. When I move, I think I want to move to Charlotte, North Carolina. Because I do work a lot in Atlanta, and I work a lot in Durham. So, and then everywhere else is like somebody flying me out. But it's kind of like, I really feel like I'm getting to the point where I'm going to get better and better and better and better and better. And then people are going to really want me here. And I'm going to be like, oh my God, I can't do all this.
Ooh, girl.
Sheesh. Golly.
That was a lot, people.
Girl, but you can stay here. You just like, I almost wanted to cry. Like, is something wrong with
you?
So let me ask you this. You feel like you don't have to move and people are going to need you. So do you feel like you feel like social media, like, can you speak to, like, people using that to, like, get people to need you? Because I'm pretty sure that's how they're finding you,
the
right?
The thing is, like, I don't post a thing on my social media.
You
like,
don't.
I don't have no videos. I got, like, one video on there.
You just,
seriously.
You at the right you place at the right time.
Bro, I be
so it's not
place.
Social media, it's face-to-face interaction.
No, the thing is, and what,
old school?
Let me tell you.
Is that what it is? Right.
I think it's, like, 75%. Social, and then the other percent them seeing you in the flesh. Because social media, I'm telling you, I feel like I would have a whole lot more. I didn't go to college, people. But I think that I would have a lot more pull and like people knowing who I am if my social media was straight.
Okay.
Like, because I've been in instances where people be like, oh, what's your social? And I be kind of afraid. Like, I'm near, like, real-life photographers and videographers that I admire, you know, trying to keep it cool. Mm-hmm. And they be like, oh, what's your social media? And I be like,
yeah, well, about that.
The thing is, it's always a story behind, well, you can follow me, but, you know, I don't got no videos on it just yet. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
And so.
Are you a perfectionist? What's keeping you
from,
really,
or are
you just too busy?
Like, I am, like, a perfectionist to the point where it's, like, what the freak, Brianna?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's interesting. Because my moment of honesty is I'm always on social media, but I don't like to be out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I don't feel like. You know what I'm saying? I feel like maybe that might be what I need to do to increase my social media, but I did not like to be out.
And that's crazy because she is invited everywhere. Like, and anytime she goes somewhere, everybody knows. I'm like, I'm with Lindsay.
But does everybody know what it means? That's not true.
Lindsay,
I
didn't be with me.
I don't. Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Because I'm not really talkative.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. But she's dope at what she does, too. Mm-hmm. She's very dope at what she does, too.
I'm
so
dope
she,
in her own way.
Yeah. But people know where, and she,
but see, that,
she got,
I mean,
out, she'd
cool
be out.
That's kind of cool to know, though. Because, I mean, some people, they don't have to be out.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see Beyonce out.
Not yet.
I
not
mean, she's
say, I mean,
that's
lady,
true.
You
when you think
her.
You know, unless she, like,
and
it's a really, really, you know what I mean, high event.
She
like, she didn't even go to the Met Gala.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, I always keep that. Like, people love Beyonce. I love Beyonce for real.
Well,
where, like, I do want to work with her. yeah.
You're gonna work with her.
Yeah, I am. Like,
you're gonna work with
I'm
her.
Like, this close.
You should just send her a message. Because she about to go. Who's video? No, who's doing her tour right now?
I mean, she have different people, but I literally, like, the people I be around, they know people. Oh, you're close. And then they just, I'm like, this close.
Yeah.
I just gotta, everything gotta fall in line. You gotta be prepared for that kind of stuff.
Really. But,
yes. That, so, that's real.
That's why I was like, that's you real. Gotta be prepared for opportunity like that.
That's so, real.
I don't know if I'm prepared just yet. Like, my social media gotta be straight. I mean, you.
That's mature.
A legend.
That's okay, much
even though I'm a legend. But the thing is, it's like you gotta be prepared for that type of stuff. But back to the question, I mean, back to what you were saying, being seen. Like I said, Beyonce, she put one post, boom, do a tour every 2 years, boom. People don't see her, but they know what she's worth. So people don't see Whitney, but they know.
Yeah.
Which that was right.
Deep. You better be.
That was deep. I'm sitting here like Brianna.
When they Brianna. She might be my favorite guest.
You are the shit. Brianna's the shit. But okay, so
we even got to the topic.
That's what I was about to say. So Brianna, okay, I didn't even really tell you. So doormat days are for the women who don't. That wants to exude the amount of confidence that you exude. Not saying that my listeners don't have any confidence, but they're the people that listen to this or that would be interested in it, they're trying to get that level of confidence that you have. You know, you are very focused, very driven, and when you're kind of in your doormat days, you're easily distracted.
Right.
So I wanted to bring you on the show because you are so focused. Like, I know that about you. Like, you know, your mom, she always brags about you. Like,
yeah, she's like my
Brianna.
Number.
Yes,
she's
like
my number 0.0.
So, you know, I just always admire how you're so young and so focused. So how do you stay free of distractions?
Man, that's a hard one, actually, because, like, as a videographer / filmmaker, like, you see other people doing stuff. You know, you see photographers. You see all these people doing things, and you be like, dang. Or you look at their work, and they be like, dang, I could have did that. Or why is my work not like that?
Man, listen.
So it's kind of like distractions, yeah. Like, and I think social media is definitely a distraction to me sometimes. Like, sometimes I really got to put myself on airplane mode. And then my phone is a distraction as well. Like, it's little distractions that come up that make my day all off. Because I'm thinking, like, editing for me is like 4+ hours. Mm. And that's like me just dedicating my time in a computer like this.
Yeah.
So, like,
easily eyes crossed.
Right. Like, my sleep schedule is all fucked up. But my phone distraction. So, it's little distractions. But, I mean, I feel like everybody has it. It's not like I'm super, super focused and I don't have, like, regular problems. You know what I mean? Like, I think a distraction, I don't know where I'm going with the question. Say it again.
You're saying a distraction can be something small.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
So how do you, okay. Well, I guess, I mean, of course, you would just apply that same principle to a larger distraction. But some things, you know, are easier. Some things are harder to let go of than, like, something small, like your cell phone or something. So,
yeah.
How do you not get distracted by things that are that distract the whole world? As in, you can say, and your insecurity can be a distraction, you know, or love sometimes can be a distraction, or what you might think is love. So how do you not let the big things get you?
Kind of keeping my eye on the prize. Like, I know kind of where I want to be in a couple of years, and I know, like, I always tell my friends, like, I'm going to be retired at 30, and they think that's a joke, but I'm really serious.
You're serious.
Where I work so hard, and I know that I don't have time to kind of, like, let something little or something big fuck that up. Like, you work, it's almost like when a person works for their retirement. You work all of that time, and you might let this one little thing fuck it up, like, you playing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you just got to have that brain, like, that mindset saying, yo, okay, this happened, I know it happened, but I gotta keep moving. You know what I mean? I gotta keep pushing because I know there's a light somewhere in that tunnel. The tunnel is dark and long.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Have you ever been through a series of poor decisions? Have you ever been?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Like, far as, like, finish, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I mean, it can be anything. Like, just making what is just a bad decision after bad decision.
Yeah, I think I definitely had poor decisions where I'm like, dang, I should. And I pray for a better discernment. Like, that's something I think one of the skills I don't have is, discernment sometimes when I'm like, sometimes it's with clients because I'm kind of in a young stage. I've only been doing videography for 2 years. So it's kind of like, sometimes I'll say no to people and it's like, I don't know if I should have did that because they're doing this, they're doing that, which can make me here and there. So it's kind of like, I don't know if it's a bad decision, but it sometimes makes me feel like I made a bad decision, which means like I'm not being so sure of myself, meaning that I don't trust my own self. And it's kind of like you have to go back and be like, okay, no, that was a good decision because you felt like that was not going to be it for you. And everything not for you.
Yeah.
And I had to learn that the hard way. Like, every person ain't for you. Mm-hmm. Everybody money ain't for you.
Listen.
You know, every client, every opportunity not even for you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I could go shoot, you know, I'm not going to say Beyonce because I want to shoot Beyonce. But I could go shoot, you know, Chris Brown, something like that. And it might not be my opportunity, you know what I mean, for me to do that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you just have to be, you can't get hype. You can't get caught up in hype, especially in the industry. Like, you cannot, because they will turn on you.
Listen, and it's not even, I don't even think that's an industry thing. I said that to my mom recently. I mean, if anybody knows, like, they know my mom is a big deal and I call her for everything.
Right.
But like when people want to work, I'll call her and be like, okay, such and such, you know, let me get back. Let me call my manager, calling my mama and saying like such and such wants to work together. And you know, my thing is like, mama, I'm never pressed to work with anybody. I don't care what their following or their money is because it, you know what I mean? Like I've been in situations where I felt like, oh, I'm gonna work with him because he has a great following and this is gonna make my following go. And then it just ended up not turning. You know what I mean? Just not turning out good. So, like, that discernment, that is my prayer every day.
Do you guys feel like you trust your intuition? Like, both of you sound like...
I don't know. That's why I always
ask. I trust it sometimes. I think I've gotten better with that. Yeah. Like, saying, okay, this is for me. And even if it's not, I'm going to make it work for me somehow, some way. But at the same time, it's like the intuition, that part... You know, sometimes.
Yeah.
I had a question about distractions, like, and it's for anybody. Like, when it comes to distractions and relationships, do y'all feel like, I know, like, this is my moment of honesty. I don't feel like with my goals, I can be in a relationship because I know I will be distracted. Like, I wouldn't work as hard. Like, you can look at my blog and see where I took a break. And you'd be like, oh, she was in a relationship right then and there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't know.
She would, yeah.
Like, do y'all feel like, have you guys ever had that happen? And how do you deal with it? Like,
bro, you already know my story. Like, that's my, I can go back and refer to a point in my life. And, oh, I was dealing with so-and-so and I was going through that. Yeah. Oh, I was dealing with so-and-so and I was going through that because of relationships. Because for one, with relationships, like I have picked up and stopped and picked up and stopped with things that I really love and enjoy. And granted, you know, picking up and stopping things have always built those relationships that I have been able to continue on. And it just happens to be that the things that I'm picking up and stopping, they all correlate. But it's like, I still feel like I've just been... kind of everywhere and then not consistent because I've been way too distracted by the BS. And so I wish that at 23 I knew what you know now. Like I wish that I had that love and confidence in myself. But I'm 30, I'm here now, and now it's like, okay, it's time to do it. I'm telling you, you gotta have a talk with Brianna's mom though. Like,
I give all the praise to my mom. Like, I feel like if I didn't have that type of mom, I don't know where I'd be. Because she just instills it into you where you like,
you have to believe it. I told
Whitney. But still, like, the whole relationship thing, I think that's very true. Like, I have had no real relationship. I ain't even gonna say real. Like, since high school. That was 6 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't really play a lot with people and time and emotions. Because I'm on a time schedule where I need to get somewhere at a certain time, which is my 30 day. And I'm doing things all the time. And the battle is with people that I've talked to and talking to with ING. they have a problem with my work schedule Because you're not gonna fuck that up.
But they want a woman like that.
You're not, and they do. They do.
They want, but they can't handle. Like they can. It's intimidating.
Yeah.
To have your girl doing all this stuff
with all these people.
Yeah, and so that's why I think for me, my match is like somebody that's equally creative, mm-hmm. equally doing either the same job, that's just as busy I am.
Yeah.
And somebody can help. So the dude I'm talking to, he is literally a creator. He's smarter. Like, I feel like sometimes he's really smarter than I am. And then, like if I don't have the creative mind right now, I send it to him and be like, yo, I can't do it.
I've never dated a creative.
You should try it.
You should try it.
Because it's like, they understand the work schedule.
Yeah.
They understand that I might be done with a shoot at 12 a.m. Or they understand that, like, I'm not going to talk to you for this amount of time. Because they know, like, the time, you know what I mean? They know I have to edit this long. Or they know, like, okay, my...
But that makes it kind of more sweeter, too, because it's like, absence makes the heart grow fonder. But I'd be like, I want you right now.
Right, the thing is, that's one of the problems that we've had, though. We don't have time for each other.
Yeah.
Because I'm either gone... He's either gone, he doing a video shoot or some shit every weekend, every day. I'm doing my own thing. So the time kind of conflicts. But right now, I ain't even really worried about that. Because it's like, I'm going to see when I see you, if that's a problem.
You both are focused.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, uh-uh.
Dang, I'm sitting here like, I feel like I'm living your life. Like, yeah. That's how we do it around here.
23. I'm grown and just now talking like this.
Give me
y'all
like,
silly. Shoot.
Y'all a shit.
I'm grown and just now getting it.
I'll be looking for him too, girl. You gotta have somebody that's gonna
I feel
help
like
you.
That would be a problem. Like a no. good problem, though. Not like.
It will.
I feel like a good problem.
It feels like the a good problem.
Make a video about me.
I'm telling you, like, you either. Like a photographer, somebody can shoot you.
A photographer.
Or a videographer. Shoot you. I be thinking people. A graphic designer. You got stuff going on. Shit, an event planner.
Or a singer. I'll take a rapper.
I would take a rapper.
Not a SoundCloud rapper. Well, it depends.
An artist. How much I believe in.
I would do an artist. I would date an artist.
I just want somebody. If I dated a creative, like, I would have to make sure that I'm on my shit creatively, too. But
that's
But I also, I just think that at this point in time, and I might have to think a little differently because I have a child. I just want somebody that is like really stable and driven. We don't have to be into the same things, mm-hmm. you know, because you can be into other things and our schedule still, you know, we're still driven and connecting on that level. But I just need somebody that's just going. Like, just, I need you to have your own shit because I want you to motivate me because I love to motivate people. But hell, if you bringing me down, I can't motivate myself. Mm-hmm. Like,
but I think, like, what do you guys think about dating or like being with somebody that they might be a little bit more invested, like somebody that's like a surgeon or somebody that's like higher in the scale of jobs or careers or whatever, other than a creative? Like, what would you?
I'm sorry, can I answer this? Because that's what I'm struggling with right now.
What?
I'm being afraid or intimidated by men who have those titles. Mm-hmm. Because I'm a nurse and I'm an LPN, which is like the lowest level of nursing. Mm-hmm. But I know that I could get a higher level of nursing, but I just haven't been doing what I'm supposed to do. Mm-hmm. But also, like, working in these, you know, working in the medical field, I'm around men who are doctors, men who are occupational therapists, physical therapists, like, that have those doctor in front of their name. And they're like, and I'm just sitting here like, I don't feel worthy almost sometimes just because of that. And I know that's not right. Mm-hmm. Nobody should ever have that attitude. But it's just like, it's very intimidating for me. It makes me feel like, okay, I don't even want to date anybody until I'm where I want to be.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I don't know.
And it's different for a lot of people.
This sounds... I don't know if shallow is the right word, but, like, I think that is just so far. Like, I couldn't see it being my type.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not saying I wouldn't date one. Maybe I haven't met one that I would. Mm-hmm. But, like, I'm real, like, got two nose piercings, like, you know what I mean? And they do, they have to be, yeah, like, they have to be a certain.
But that's not true. I thought that, too. I promise I did. But when you see these doctors outside of work, that's they real. Look like crap. Like, these
not people. Not even, they do be different. Yeah, that's true.
They are, like, they're.
Well, not even, like she said, like, maybe a lawyer or just somebody outside of a creative.
Yeah.
I did date a police officer, and it did not work. I mean, that's not a hire, but it's just so different.
Yeah, like, it's a different world.
It's a different world. It's different.
Yeah, that's true. That's a different world. It is a different world. I guess it's just all in how you look at it. Because it was one person you were looking at on Instagram. Him and his wife are, like, both doctors. But outside of them being doctors, they look like regular black people. She had grills in her mouth. You know, not to talk down on it, but, like, you might find somebody that has that profession but still different, eclectic like
you. But see, like, that's an issue for me even, like, in my own world, like, working. I still have a corporate job.
Oh.
But, like, for the, like, I just started wearing both my nose piercings to work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, I don't care if y'all say something to me now. But you know what I mean? So, like, even as a doctor, like, okay, what if I gotta go to a gala? I still want to be able to be myself. Mm-hmm. You know? So, I don't know.
That's crazy.
Do you feel like, well... I was going to say, do you feel like you would be able to be yourself if you were a creative, but you had to go to formal things and stuff like that? Because what is it that makes you feel like you wouldn't be able to be yourself if, I don't know, is it just because you work in corporate or...
Yes, because I work in corporate, but I mean, I would think, like, even, like, when you watch these, maybe this is my perception because of TV, but when you watch these shows, like, Married to Medicine or, like, Housewives of Atlanta,
and they have to go to
these, like, you have to go to these events, and you got to wear these gala outfits, and I still want to look like SZA, like, I still want to, like, you know what I mean, like, I still want to be myself in these settings, and I feel like they expect you to act and be a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Because even at work, like, if I dress a certain way, I'm treated differently by my team.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if I'm like, nah, I'm going to wear all black. You know what I mean? Like, they treat me differently, like, if I fit in with them. So.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's just corporate America. Like, the look you're supposed to be in corporate. And once you establish that you're not corporate as much, then they get along with it. Like, they fall in line with it. But I did a series on... a lady and her, it's called Professional Black Girl.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is, it's showing how to be uniquely black in corporate settings. So she had, like, professors, doctors on there. Like, people ranging from, like, ages 10 to, like, 50 mm-hmm. when they do jobs as being, like, a surgeon all the way down to a hairdresser.
Yeah.
And what does that mean? What does that look like in those type of settings?
How can we watch that?
Oh, it's on YouTube. It's called professionalgirl.com. I mean, professional girl, professional black girl, my bad.
Who did the series?
Her name's Yaba Blay.
Okay, Yaba.
That's and a beautiful name.
Mm-hmm, she is, I don't know, she's African descent. But I don't know which, I don't know. Yeah, I think, I don't know if it's Nigeria or, oh, it's. Don't even give me the line where she's from. But she is a phenomenal woman. She has a lot coming up soon, but she's coming out with a second season of Professional Black Girl, New Orleans style. It's coming in September.
And you're filming
it? No, I filmed the first season. Okay. I wasn't able to film the season. It was a lot.
Yeah.
We're working on something right now
called
Adventures of Beauty World.
Mm-hmm.
Taking how much black women spend in beauty world, so we're doing that kind of intermission until she comes back with the second season.
But
Professional Black Girl, look it up on Instagram, look it up on YouTube. Awesome.
Wow, you see, I'm just thinking, like, in beauty world isn't even owned by black people.
We're no, that's going the thing, and we giving going our money there, to the like Asian. We filmed this 4 years ago or 3 years ago, and it's crazy looking at the footage or whatever, but we filmed it. We went inside some Asian places. They didn't want us to record.
Mm.
They have this big book where they have, like, they order everything. Everything's in Korean. But you're supposed to, they're supposed to tell you about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But they don't. It's so much, like, shade stuff about Beauty World, girl.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm.
So we.
Is
we,
it out or where, or will it be out?
Yeah. So I'm in the process of editing.
Okay.
Is another story.
Okay.
But,
we gotta be on the lookout.
Yeah, be on the lookout.
It's gonna be on the page. Lookout. Professional Black Girl.
Professional Black Girl. It's on Instagram. And her personal Instagram is Firewater.
Firewater.
And she put all these funny memes about baby hairs and all the being a doc, being a surgeon, being in a surgeon, doing surgery with like bamboo earrings, stuff like that.
Okay, I'm gonna have to follow that.
Pretty cool.
Doing surgery with bamboo earrings. Oh, like my that's God, so that sounds so me.
Yeah. Being in surgery with your big earrings on.
Yes, girl.
Yeah, two nose rings and you're right. Teacher. I don't know. It's just like the unnorm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Cause
you know,
it's real.
Yeah.
It's real.
That's funny. Oh my God, Brianna, you have came on here and you have definitely inspired me and made me want to get even more creative. Right. Like I'm sitting here, like quit my job tomorrow. Like
no, I ain't saying that.
Do you do you not? I hope this isn't too much in your business, but do you work full time or do you do this full time?
I do this full time.
That's what's up.
Full time entrepreneur.
That's awesome.
Which is pretty dope. I'm glad I do have the support to do that.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
But like I said, I work for universities and all that kind of stuff. So they have budgets and stuff like that where I can bank on stuff like that. Working with regular people. I have to work at another job. Mm-hmm. No, they ain't trying to pay no thousands of dollars. Even though we trying to pay no thousands.
Not yet. It's coming though. It's coming.
It's coming.
For I can't wait to deposit $15,000 in my account, $20,000, $1 million. And it's no problem.
It's coming.
Girl, I'm sitting here. How you feeling right now, Snooty?
Girl.
Like I ain't working hard enough.
You okay? You working? Like, what can I go edit tonight?
No. That's what's so crazy part. I was like, like, let me see. Maybe I can ask her to do some videos. Yeah. And she was like thousands. I was like,
No.
I was like, I'm one of them regular people that can't afford them. So I have to wait till I get that university budget.
Girl.
I'ma call you like Rihanna. I got the budget now.
Yeah, okay.
You're in the budget now. You're so silly.
I'm for real. No, for real.
Y'all are so
don't be surprised. Nah. That's gonna be my exact words though, for real.
Yeah, Brianna, you've definitely came on here today and like inspired me. I would love to pick your brain, but I would feel bad for picking your brain. Like,
no, really.
Yeah.
No, for real.
I like being on this show. This podcast is pretty dope.
We appreciate you taking the time to come.
Yeah.
Because this has been a fun one.
Yes, it's been very fun, Brianna. It has. So Brianna, if there was any advice, that's how we're gonna close it out. If there was any advice that you would give somebody that's kind of in their doormat days that, you know, kind of maybe looking up to you right now after hearing this, what would you tell them?
Let me think. I would definitely tell people just to really be specific in what they want to do.
Mm.
Sometimes that's hard because if somebody came up to you to say, what do you want? It's kind of like you don't know. Like, it's like, I don't know what to tell you because I'm not sure. So I would think to tell someone to kind of figure out really the specifics a little bit around. It might be a little gray sometimes, but really figure out the specific of what do you want to do. And once you figure that out, you do it.
Mm.
Like, it's effortlessly to say that word, do it, and effortlessly to say, you know, dang, I was going somewhere. But
no, you went there because I got a whole lot of word from the person. It's like,
no, it's kind of like, I mean, people say it all the time, you know, do the work hard, but nobody ever says be specific in what you want.
Yeah.
So if you're very specific, I mean, down to the T, like, I know I was telling one time I was telling my mom, man, I just, because I'm a travel junkie.
Mm-hmm.
I want to travel all the time. I said, Mom, I just really want to travel on somebody else's dime and just make travel videos.
Man, listen.
And literally, it was like that specific. It's simple because I was just telling her. I was just talking to her regular. She's like, what do you really want? And I was like,
that's how conversations with her mom go. Like, her mom was my life coach. And, like, that's how conversations go with her. Like, if it weren't for your mom, I wouldn't have this Apple computer right now. So, she's very... I mean, you really remind me of her. Like, y'all are very positive, very chipper, and very, like, deep, and just very, I don't know.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Because that last word, for real.
Right. Just do it, man. For real. Like, don't even have no type of hesitation under your soul not to do it. Because it's like, if you don't do it, you're not, you can't say you didn't. I mean, if you don't do it, you can't say, like, you never started or anything. Yeah. Like, you have, like, okay, well, I did it. Didn't work so well. Maybe try something else. No. So I just feel like people should just really do it. Like, go 100%. 100%. Ain't nobody else gonna go 100% but you. Mm. So I can't make you. You do your events and stuff. I can't say, Whitney, I really want you to do it. I really want you to do it. If you don't really want to do it, it ain't gonna get done because you don't have that 100% in your brain to do it. So it's kind of like 110, 120, whatever the percentage is high to you, do it. Because it's kind of like, if you don't, you're going to wish you should have, could have, would have, but you didn't. And you're going to be like, looking stuck on Instagram. Scrolling down. Looking at people's lives. And they didn't really, right. Looking at people's lives that probably on credit doing stuff.
Ooh. Dang.
That was a whole lot of work.
That was a whole lot of work.
Just do it.
That's a whole lot of work. The timing. Wait, you got any music to share? I mean, if you don't, it's okay, but.
You've been listening to it. That Jay Prince, my phone is dead. I saw you listening to it. I was like, Mike, she on my music. She on my music.
Singing Jay Prince one morning. I was like,
y'all gotta put me on this.
Oh, man.
He's from Europe. I'm not sure he's from, but you can hear his accent when he sings.
He's from where?
Europe?
Yeah, and he's 21. I believe he's from the UK. Yeah.
I'm not sure where.
You can hear. Do you have his Instagram?
Oh, I don't. I don't follow him on
Instagram. But it's Jay. I'm not 100% sure. He's black. His name's Jay Prince. And he's dope. He's super dope. His music is dope.
He's super dope.
Yeah, I like Motion. Motion. And it's another one.
Oh, my God. I play that one. I got to listen to
him. Yeah, that's the Motion is a dope one.
Y'all making me want to.
We're going to
close out with the Motion.
We're going to go ahead and end this episode of Doormat Days right here. I'm going to pull out the phone so she can hear this song. Y'all, if y'all listening, Whitney just put you on something good. Jay Prince, Motion. Go find him. It's on the album Cherish.
It's a good little party song.
And
little summer song.
Yeah, we're out.